and sing Amazing Grace. Amen. 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 That's beautiful. Yes, sir. The old slave trader wrote that. All right. If you have your Bible, turn this morning to the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter number 12. Entitled this message this morning, Artificial Intelligence and the Antichrist. I started to do this a few weeks ago, and the Lord wouldn't let me. He said, shut up and leave it alone. I'll tell you when. And he has told me when. And so this morning, I'm going to try to deal with this issue. This is in no way an exhaustive study of artificial intelligence, because that's a vast thing. But it has to do with the scripture. And in the book of Daniel, chapter number 12, and verse number 1, and at that time shall stand Michael. Michael shall stand up. Mikael in Hebrew, who is like unto God, the only named archangel in the Bible. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble, as such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Now look at this. But thou, O Daniel, his name means Elohim will judge. Dan in Hebrew means judge. So Daniel means Elohim. El will judge. Therefore, by Daniel, through him, through his word. But thou, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book. Note carefully the sealing of the book until a certain time and a certain people. Even to the time of the end, many shall run to and fro. Now watch carefully, and knowledge shall be increased. Father, bless this book now. In your name I pray, amen. DNA is an increase in knowledge. Rocket propulsion is an increase in knowledge. The medical science we have available today is an increase in knowledge. There are many things about you right now that we take for granted in this age, but when I was born, 1946, these things did not exist. Cell phones that most everyone in this house has in your pocket is an increase in knowledge. These are things you must keep your mind on, that God said knowledge shall increase. But what we're dealing with here now is an increase in knowledge that's no longer a progressive thing. Knowledge is increasing exponentially. What does that mean? Take a penny a day and double it every day for 30 days. At the end of 30 days, you are a multimillionaire, starting with one penny. Think about that. Think about the exponential growth in knowledge. Let me give you some statements here about this. For example, in a recent interview with NPR, National Radio, Hinton, who was instrumental in AI's development, said AI programs are on track to outperform their creators sooner than anyone anticipated. Listen carefully. I thought for a long time that we were like 30 to 50 years away from that. He said, now I think we may be much closer, maybe only 5 years away from that. In other words, they can outperform their creators. What's that mean? That means that they can become out of control once they are above those that brought them into existence. Here's another statement. Mitigating the risk of extinction from AI should be a global priority alongside other societal scale risks such as pandemics and nuclear war. A group of scientists and tech industry leaders said in a statement that was posted on the Center for AI Safety website, threat of nuclear war. This is on the news this morning on Drudge, if you've read it. Ukraine drone attack on Moscow. Kremlin threatens nuke retaliation. Go home, pull him up. Big red letters on the verge, possibly, of a nuclear holocaust. Think about that. Will God allow this earth to be turned into cinders? Will God allow it to be burned to a crisp? I don't think so. I think what that'll do is bring back the Lord. From the morning's news, I also read this. Drag queen tops iTunes Christian charts. Yes, we go. Here we go. Time to wake up, folks.
Amen.
Time to wake up.
Amen.
Now, here's what Professor Stephen Hawking, and he's passed away. He had ALS. And Professor Stephen Hawking, one of Britain's preeminent scientists, said that efforts to create thinking machines pose a threat to our very existence. Quote to the BBC, "The development of full artificial intelligence could spell the end of the human race." Now, Stephen Hawking was a brilliant man. He's a theoretical physicist. He's like, they've got a movie out now. What's that movie called? Oppenheimer, one of the creators of the atomic bomb, a theoretical physicist. That's what that other smart man was called. What's his name? Einstein. These are brilliant men. The sad thing is that when Hawking left this earth, I don't believe he left this earth in a knowledge and understanding of the Lord. But why did he make that statement, folks? Why did he make that statement? I believe he made it from what's called altruism. What's altruism? You'll not find it in Congress. You're not going to find it if you're looking for it in the Republican or the Democrat Party. I'm not preaching politics to you this morning. No. I'm talking about something much higher than Congress. Though in Congress you may find believers and good people. No question about that. This is not a cheerleading session for Congress. I'm going to try to deal with you with facts this morning. What is altruism? Altruism is the issue where someone says something or does something with no desire for personal gain, but out of a love for the truth and for the desire to help those that he or she may help. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Not benefiting from it? Not going to Congress making $150,000 a year and come out a multi-millionaire? Think about that for a moment. What is artificial intelligence? What is artificial intelligence? You've heard it posed. You've heard it tried. You've heard answers to it. I am certainly no expert on it, but I'm going to try to give you my answer this morning. These are my words. This is the way that I try to understand what artificial intelligence is. How many of you this morning, you've heard it many times, but it's foggy in your mind. You're uncertain. What are we talking about? Artificial intelligence. What's going on? What is this? I've built a few computers from scratch. A few. I'm no computer. I don't run a shop. But I've built a few out of necessity. You start with a motherboard. Motherboard, that's the thing that everything else plugs into. You need to put a CPU on it. That's a central processing unit. The faster the CPU, the faster your computer. You have hard drives that's connected to it. You have power supply, video cards, sound cards. Then you have an operating system, which is Windows, Apple, Linux, or others. I've built these things. I've had to deal with the hiccups and the problems. Sometimes when you get into your memory, you have a little glitch in it, and sometimes it comes, sometimes it goes. You can jerk what hair you've got left out dealing with computers. Believe me, they can drive you insane. You've got two types of memory. Now, this is important. In a computer, you've got RAM and ROM. RAM is random access memory. This is the kind of memory that the operating system uses. It must have that. The more RAM, the faster that operating system can operate. But ROM, what's that? That's read-only memory. That's the kind of memory written down on your hard drives, saved up to the cloud, so forth and so on. So these two types of memory are important for you to remember today, because artificial intelligence is connected directly with what I'm talking about. The operating system, some of you are Windows fans, some of you are Apple fans, Linux and so forth and so on. I use them both. But I'm going to tell you this. I have never seen a computer that I've ever dealt with that has anywhere near the capacity of what artificial intelligence has. Every computer is programmed to operate from that operating system. Every program that works in that operating system has been written according to a certain set of code, whatever code they use, to operate in that operating system. Your operating system has many programs. When you go home and boot it up, you got all these programs. Well, folks, they didn't just pop up. These programs were written by intelligent people to use that operating system to do whatever function you intend to do with that computer. Artificial intelligence leaps ahead exponentially from a simple computer. Even a supercomputer able to do the task of your home computer, but in a much greater way, is still limited. Artificial intelligence crosses the barriers of computers and enters the realm of mystery. Why do I say that? I say that because I cannot get a definitive answer by searching the web of anyone who is able to completely define what artificial intelligence can do. Artificial intelligence crosses the barriers of computers, enters the realm of mystery. When doing searches on artificial intelligence, most offerings are related to a particular branch where it benefits them. For example, medical science is being used today with artificial intelligence, manufacturing, artificial intelligence, education. People are using artificial intelligence to write term papers and cheat when they're in college. They wouldn't do that, would they? Entertainment, artificial intelligence being used today to entertain. Exploration, artificial intelligence. The uses are endless. And like anything, more uses will present themselves as artificial intelligence matures. Artificial intelligence can operate on the basis of a computer structure. It does things computers could never do. Example, take the vast array of information available in the cloud. How many have ever heard of the cloud? Have an idea of what's going on with the cloud? The cloud. No longer are you limited to saving your information to a hard drive, but now you can upload it to the cloud. But keep in mind that the cloud, my dear friend, may not be near as safe as you think it is. The cloud may be a place where you upload your information and it can be accessed from all different ways, many different ways. It may already be being accessed, unaware of it. But the vast array of information in the cloud is unbelievable. And make searches based on algorithms to find information. This was brought up about Facebook and about Twitter, how that they would go in and search for certain people who said certain thing, believed certain thing, did this and that and this and that, and there's already programs to what they would do. Communicate with other sources of artificial intelligence. Listen to this. Two AI robots shut down by Facebook. This is reported in The Independent, which is a UK newspaper. Facebook abandoned an experiment after two artificially intelligent programs appeared to be chatting to each other in a strange language only they understood. Where'd they get that? It wasn't programmed into them. The two chatbots, and we'll get into that in a few minutes, the two chatbots came to create their own changes to English that made it easier for them to work, but which remained mysterious to the humans that supposedly look after them. The bizarre discussions came as Facebook challenged its chatbots to try and negotiate with each other over a trade, attempting to swap hats, balls, and books, each of which were given a certain value. But they quickly broke down as the robots appeared to chant at each other in a language that they each understood, but which appears mostly incomprehensible to humans. That's scary. Because if you remember, the scientist said that this could be the end, the demise of mankind. Now, don't sneer at what I'm saying. Please have an open mind. You know, one of the things that I hate about our system in this country the worst is that, for example, when we had COVID-19 come through, you got one side. You got one side. There was no open debate. We had brilliant men using ivermectin and stuff like that who were not allowed to stand on the stage and debate what might be the best way to treat it. Didn't work. Didn't happen. It was under complete control from one side. It's been said that the pharmaceutical industry profited greatly from this last episode of the plague that moved through the country. I like debate. I like dialogue. I'd like to be able for a man to stand and defend his position. I'll defend mine with this book. I believe the Bible. I believe that book, folks. I mean, it's that simple. I believe it. And that's how I'll defend my position. Through algorithms, scan through algorithms, they scan networks and vulnerable systems and then launch targeted attacks. For example, biological warfare. Listen to what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has to say. How many know who I'm talking about? He's a graduate of Harvard Law School. Robert F. Kennedy. Listen to this man. This is reported in Forbes. COVID-19 targets certain races and gives others immunity. Kennedy Jr. is caught on camera telling fellow diners that COVID-19 is targeted to attack Caucasians and black people. And the people who are most immune are Ashkenazi Jews and Chinese. According to a video made public in the New York Post, which also shows him saying to the U.S., quote, put hundreds of millions of dollars into ethnically targeted microbes, and labs in Ukraine collected Russian and Chinese DNA so we can target people by race. Now, is there any truth in that? I simply put it out for you to deal with it, think about it, and think about what's happening to you right now. In plain words, tools have been created. Now, listen carefully. This is a fact. Tools have been created to allow someone to do things that was totally impossible 50 years ago. They're there. The tools are available. And there will be, make no mistake about it, people that use them. Could you add who refused the mark of the beast? Think about it. Could you add that to that equation? In plain words, could you target people who refuse the mark of the beast? Sure you could. Sure you could target them. And so artificial intelligence can arrive at decisions you would hope that would benefit humankind. But because of vastly superior intelligence, the decision will be made benefiting the artificial intelligence. Because of its ability to process unbelievable amounts of data, agendas can be created. Agenda number one for artificial intelligence, survival. That is the number one agenda for 99.9% of every walking, breathing human being on this planet. If you were to check in and find out how many people live by the doctrine of altruism, who would give themselves for the doctrine of Christ simply for the help of humanity, I don't think you'd find it in the millions and millions and millions, would you? Are you following me here this morning? How many of my experience could agree with what I'm saying? They seek for number one. This is why the preaching you get out of the pulpits today is love yourself, love yourself, love yourself, love yourself. Ad nauseum. Love yourself, love yourself, love yourself. You ever heard a preacher talk about that? Love yourself like that's going to help you. The Bible says no man ever hated his own flesh. So therefore he said, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Amen. He didn't tell you to love yourself. He said, make the comparison. How much do you love yourself? Well, then love your neighbor like you love yourself. Amen. I don't belong to the Good Boys Club. They run me off from the reverence meetings. I'm not part of the movers and the shakers of the religious world for the very fact that I don't buy into love yourself. Amen. That's my problem and your problem and everybody else's problem. Now listen to this. We get into the area of a sentient being. What does sentient mean? Now, we're talking about a machine, but it may pass that of a machine because it gets into the ability to think on a level higher than a human being. Sentient, the word means able to feel emotion or things of that nature. Sentient being. You mean to tell me that a machine could feel something? Let's think about it for a moment. Robots. They're all the rage. To take a robot and give it the ability to speak with the exact same voice as a departed loved one is a very appealing draw. This has already been done. People have talked on the telephone. They thought they were talking to somebody they knew, and it was artificial. Yet they could not discern the difference. Let me tell you right now, don't believe videos, don't believe audios, don't believe photographs, don't believe it. And my friend, I can imagine the problem the courts will have when the law enforcement prosecutors begin to introduce evidence, and they'll have to say, is this real or was this generated by artificial intelligence? Think about it, folks. Think about it. So now what is a chatbot? Chatbot impersonations. Chatbot hasn't been out long, but it's got millions and millions and millions of followers. What do you mean? You've got something that talks back to you. You can talk to it. It answers your questions and can get very personal with you. Back and forth, back and forth. So why is that important? What is ChatGPT? It's a natural language processing tool driven by AI technology that allows you to have human-like conversations and much more with a chatbot. The language model can answer questions and assist you with tasks such as composing emails, essays, and code. A chatbot. So what do you mean by that? Well, here's an illustration. This is something you might want to think about. This is something that I just pulled up a couple of days ago. This came from The Guardian, British newspaper. It was as if my father were actually texting me. Grief in the age of AI. In plain words, your mom, your dad, some husband, wife, child, someone personal and precious to you has passed on. Artificial intelligence has the ability now to take their place to a degree, and that degree will increase with time. Don't you think a lot of people would like to have that? Don't you think that opens the potential for spirits? Don't you think we're on the precipice right now of doors opening that we cannot go back through? You understand? We're opening Pandora's box. Do you realize now that things are happening? And once it happens, you can't change it. You can't change it back. We've already crossed that threshold. We're in the new world, folks, of artificial intelligence. Take, for example, criminals. You ever wondered why the criminals now, they're turning them loose? You ever notice how in California, places like that the politicians will not lock them up, so forth and so on? Why? Why are they doing that? Could it be because of the surveillance that's coming on this country and the world? Could it be because artificial intelligence is able to hear everything you say, watch every place you go to, know everything about your life, personally or wherever you are and whatever you are? Artificial intelligence may not be there yet, but it's not far from there. Remember the man that said 40, 50, 60 years from now, I thought this would happen. Now he says it could be 5 years from now. Think about it. Think about living in a world of surveillance. The Bible says that he causeth all, both small and great, to receive his mark. If they can watch everything you do, then maybe they are allowing this to happen because this may be part of the new world under the Antichrist, that criminals can run free for his purposes. You ever wonder why the Bible said in Revelation 13, and he had power to give life to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Now, that takes on new meaning now, doesn't it? It takes on new meaning. It's no longer a robot like they had back in the 50s, you know, all this stupidity. Now we're talking about things. All it takes now is the ability to change the appearance of the flesh, the eyes, and things of that nature. And you wouldn't know if you're not looking at a human being. Yet you're looking at a robot. We're not far from there. All this stuff, Daniel said, was going to happen. Knowledge would increase. And so we are. The Bible said no man might buy or sell. Revelation chapter number 13. And that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. So what is the mark of the beast? This has been pantered around now for decades. Someone comes up and they say, well, the mark of the beast is this. The mark of the beast is that. This is the mark of the beast. That's the mark of the beast. Yes, but they never connect it with the beast. Listen to me. This is important. It is the mark of the beast. It is the mark of a man. They can't connect it to the man because they don't know who the man is. In plainer words, the mark of the beast is a mark that is connected to the Antichrist. And when he shows up and his mark comes out, you'll know his mark. I'm glad, thank God, that I won't be here to see it. I'm glad, thank God, that I'm going to be caught up to meet him in the clouds and in the air. We know his number. There are things that he cannot escape, and he can't do it because God intends, he intends for those in the tribulation period who want the truth to get the truth. Here he says, his number is 666. 666. Rock bands now for 30, 40, 50 years have been taking that number, and they're using that number to sell records. 666. And they have no idea what they're dealing with. The number 6 is the number of man. The number 7 is the number of completion. The number 8 is the number of Christ, new beginnings. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11. For this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. You've got drag queens selling music now. And they're standing in line to buy their music in the church. How many of you this morning would agree with me that the church is apostate to the core? Amen. It's dead as it can be. Amen. Yes, it is. It's dead. It's dead. So he'll send them strong delusion. I looked up the word delusion. It's the Greek word planao. Planao. That word means deception by power. Deception by power. Plainer words, God takes a personal part in seeing to it that those who reject the truth today will not be able to receive it in the tribulation. You're going to miss the rapture. You're going to be stuck here, and you're not going to have any hope. Now, a lot of preachers are alarmist. They do that to get a crowd, sell their books, sell their tapes, so forth and so on. I don't do that. I don't believe in it. But I'm going to tell you something. I've never seen anything happen in my life that has begun to move my heart more toward the idea that Christ is coming soon.
Amen, brother.
If the Lord Jesus doesn't come back soon, you are going to be overwhelmed with artificial intelligence. It's going to be in every facet of your life. It's going to be in places you never imagined it to be. It's going to control you and affect you in ways you never thought possible. Artificial intelligence is here. It's not coming. It's here. And if it's going to grow exponentially, like some men say it will, then what happens today is ancient history, because tomorrow's a whole new world with artificial intelligence. They're going to watch you. They're going to listen to you. They're going to mark you. They're going to name you. And medical science, manufacturing, and all the rest. I didn't get into any of the doctrine, the idea about how that so many jobs now are going to be lost because of artificial intelligence. A lot of that's going to happen. No question. I told you, it's not exhaustive. My purpose this morning is simply this. Wake up, people. Wake up. Wake up. We've already crossed, you know, back in Rome, 2,000 years ago, the Senate had a standing rule. That is, that any general with his army, as he brought it to Rome, he would stop on the other side of the Rubicon. That's it. You do not cross the Rubicon. If you cross the Rubicon, we consider that a threat against Rome. So they stopped, and they did not cross the Rubicon. The general would come on, and with his staff probably, and plead his case or whatever. But folks, they haven't stopped. They've crossed the Rubicon.
Yep.
It's happened. It's done. It's coming. It just depends on how soon it's going to get here. Aren't you glad for this blessed? He said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And this one of the grandest statements in the Bible. The Lord Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So Thomas got it. Thomas got it. And I got it too. He's coming again. Now, if Putin pushes the button over there in Moscow, folks, we're in a mess. We're in a mess. And I'll tell you right now, I hope he doesn't. If you got half sense, you don't want a nuclear holocaust. There's no winners in a nuclear war.
No.
Nobody wins that. Good night. Nobody wins it. He knows it, and so does America. Nobody knows. Nobody's a winner. And I believe the Lord Jesus Christ is coming soon. And maybe old Putin gets a drunk or drunk with power or anger, or they're going to throw him out. And he said, well, I'll make my final move. And he gets ready to push that button, and you hear a shout. Come up hither. And up we go, and away we go. Are you ready? Are you ready to go? How do you know you're ready? Do you have the Lord Jesus in your heart and your soul? Do you have him? Really, do you have him? Let me give you the simplest statement in all the Bible about being saved. It's simple because it's illustrated for you. Say, what is that? It's very simple. Religion piles work on top of work on top of work, and doctrine on top of doctrine on top of doctrine. And you'll notice that it's all something that draws to themselves. But the simplest act of salvation in that Bible was when Peter looked out and saw the Lord walking on the water. He said, Lord, bid me come to thee. Come, Peter. And he stepped out of the ship and started walking on the water. Took his eyes off the Lord, and down he went. But his hand reached up and said, Lord, save me. That'll get you saved. That'll get you saved. It'll get you saved. Like the thief on the cross, what did he say to get saved? Remember me. Just simple. You don't have to say anything with your mouth. Just come with your heart and say, Lord Jesus, save me. Save me today. Save me. And he'll save you right now. Write your name in the book of life. And you don't have to worry about this stuff, because I know where I'm going. I'm going up. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, come. Father, bless your word. I hope and pray that some little something of what I said this morning will stir a heart. It'll cause somebody to reconsider, somebody to look, somebody to take a little time. Maybe they'll turn off the TV and they'll do a little reading, a little research, think about where they're going. Maybe they will. I pray they will. Your heads are bowed, nobody looking this morning. Everybody raise your hand and say, Preacher Lawson, I want you to pray for me because, you know, I'm confused right now. I agree with a lot of what you said this morning, and I can see a lot of this happening. God bless you. Hand there and a hand back there. We've got hands over everywhere. God bless every one of you. And a lot of you say, Preacher, you know, that I came in here today. I've heard about artificial intelligence, but I really didn't know a whole lot about it. And maybe what I said this morning helped a little bit to get it in perspective, folks. Anybody raise your hand and say, pray for me, Preacher. I can see stuff's happening I never expected to see in my lifetime. It's happening. God bless you. God bless you back there. God bless you. Do you know what would have happened to a 55-year-old man who stripped his clothes off and walked down the street in front of little children and stopped and turned toward those little children? Do you know what would have happened to him in 1956 when I was 10 years old? You have any idea? You have any idea what would have happened to him? Do you have any idea what would have happened to a man who walked into a woman's bathroom back in 1956? Can you imagine the first woman that screamed, and they would scream back then. The first woman that screamed when that pervert walked in there on those girls. You know what had happened to him? Can you imagine how far we've come? And you got people out there saying, well, that preacher's a hate preacher. That's not hate. I'm not hate. I don't hate. If I got a 12-year-old daughter in there and some pervert wants to come in there and strip off in front of my 12-year-old daughter and I don't like it and I want to stop him, that's not hatred. That's protection. That's love.
Amen.
Amen. That's where we've come, folks. And a lot of you in this house this morning, you can remember what I'm talking about. You know that world, and you see what's happened now. What next? What's coming next? The other day, a woman or a man, I forget what it was, somewhere in California or somewhere, got out of their car, stark raven naked, and had a handgun and started shooting at people. Walking around on the interstate, naked as a jaybird, shooting at people. In another case, closely related to it, this guy, 30, 40 years or whatever he was, naked as he could be, was in some kind of a place where people live, and he's going from place to place, walking all over the place, naked. And the police said they couldn't do anything about it. You kidding me? You kidding? What's next? Father, bless your word. Go ahead, brother. What have we got?